This is our fourth consideration in Men Who Met the Master. And friend, I'd like to say today, you cannot have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ and remain unchanged. The man that we're going to consider today is called the man who murdered his conscience. 11 members of the Herod family are mentioned in the New Testament. They were a bad lot. And the man who murdered his conscience was Herod Antipas, son of Herod the Great by Malthus, one of his many wives. And the murder of his conscience by Herod Antipas, as with anyone else, was a gradual process. You see, he met John the Baptist, and John had a tremendous impact upon him. John influenced him because of his message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John had an impact upon him because of the behavior of this man. He was a man of sincere humility. He was a man of simple habits. He was a man of startling holiness. And when Herod considered John, how could he help but think of the bluntness of his message? John said, "Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth." John's preaching smote Herod like a lash. He would think of the very depths of his own degradation, the greatness of his crimes, the crookedness, the duplicity of his life, the roughness, the fact that he was so barbarous in many ways. And John had one simple remedy: repent. He demanded personal repentance. Be baptized, he demanded. But the baptism of John was a baptism of repentance, the outward expression of an inward experience. And he demanded practical repentance. Put matters right in your life. But Herod was not prepared for that. And so his conscience awoke and wrestled with him in the stillness of the night. Herod had a striving conscience. Do you, friend? I hope so. If so, thank God for it. The first act of the Holy Spirit in bringing a soul to Christ is to convict that individual of sin, John 16:8. And this he does by bringing the Word of God to bear upon the conscience. The Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. And John had brought the Word of God into Herod's life. Are you more aware than you ever have been of the fact and the fearfulness of personal guilt and accountability to God? If so, friend, thank God for it. Don't be disturbed by it. Just turn to God in repentance. It's the Holy Spirit that's striving with you. And, friend, there's hope for you. Herod, though, was unwilling to repent. And when a person hardens his heart in response to the convicting work of the Holy Spirit, he invariably becomes more entangled in sin. For there are laws which govern human behavior, just as there are laws which govern the behavior of light, magnetism, and sound. And the greatest of the laws of human behavior is called the law of sin, Romans chapter 7. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap, we read in Galatians 6. And it's true of the soul, and it's true of the soul. The person who repents when God shows him the blackness of his sin takes a step toward salvation. Each step in this direction softens the heart and makes salvation possible. And the person who recoils when God shows him the blackness of his sin takes a step backward, a step towards damnation. Each step in this direction hardens the heart and makes more and more unlikely the salvation of the lost soul. The Bible is filled with stories of men like Pharaoh, Balaam, King Saul, Herod, and Judas Iscariot, all who illustrate this great principle. And the tragedy in the life of Herod was that he had a sin that he was unwilling to forsake. I wonder, friend, if you too have sins you're unwilling to turn over to God, sins that you're unwilling to repent of. Whatever it is that keeps you from Christ, it's costly indeed. Refuse to repent when the Spirit strives with you, and soon your conscience will be stifled and the Spirit's call grow faint. If this is your case, beware. You're on dangerous ground. Oh, friend, let me tell you that the man who murdered John also mocked the Lord Jesus. John called first, and then Herod had an encounter with the Lord Jesus. And because his heart was hardened, his conscience was seared, he also turned from the Lord Jesus. He had an encounter with Christ, but he rejected him. I hope that's not your case. Trust Christ today. Be born again and receive him as Savior. Amen.